Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. It is Tuesday, April 4th, 2023, and today I'm covering paranormal news. As always, you can find all the episodes of the show, along with links to social media and other ways to contact me, at the podcast page, and that is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. That's S-A-L-S-I-D-O, paranormal. .podbean.com. Always happy to hear from you all, whether you have comments or questions or topic suggestions or stories of paranormal experiences, whether they're your own or from others that you trust. Happy to either read those or have you join me on the show to talk about them. And if you would like to support the show, there are different ways to do that. First, of course, is always to share the show with others that you think may enjoy it. And then there are some books that I've written over the years on the paranormal, both fiction and nonfiction, that you can find through Amazon. And then other donation links. And all those can be found in a pinned post in this Discord channel, and then also in every episode description now as well. So never expected, but always appreciated. All your support is just... always, I'm always grateful for whatever you all are able to do. So, thank you all for being here. I see you all there in the stream. And also thank you all for listening on the other platforms, which is, of course, the podcast platforms and YouTube. And then, of course, as I mentioned last night, coming soon to an online radio station near you, specifically... the Troubled Minds Radio Network, KUAP, Digital Broadcasting. So coming soon to that as well. So really looking forward to that. That will be rebroadcasting, basically, or airing the shows after they've already been recorded. So, and I'll let you all know when that starts, and we'll go from there. So I've already included all the articles that I'm going to talk about in the channel here, and of course I will include the links to those articles in the episode description as well, and I will get through as many as we can. So I think that covers everything, so let's get to these articles. These first few are from the last news show that I didn't get to, so we'll get through these first and go from there. Oops, let me see here. There we go. This first one is from WHSV.com, and this one reads, "The Miller Kite House in Elkton is said to be haunted. WHSV investigated." And this is from, this is talking about Elkton, Virginia. And it's a media outlet. And so this house is in Elkton, this Miller Kite House. And mentions that it's seen a lot of history, and a lot of people say that the place is haunted. So the station decided to check into things, and they were invited to attend a paranormal event at the museum, which is a house, but it's also a museum now, apparently. And, so let's see here. Getting into the details about the house. One of the people that was in charge of this event, was, their first name was Sherry, I think. And, let's see here. And then Donald, apparently there's, the groups that, run and then also investigate the house. So, Sherry apparently is one of the directors of the Elkton Historical Society, and so she helps run events at this house. And, apparently this was a private residence, of course, for a long time. And during the Civil War, it was a stronghold for, General Stonewall Jackson and his, troops. So that she explained. And the house, excuse me, has changed owners several times throughout throughout history, of course, and eventually it was given to the town of Elkton to preserve. So, but you find that with a lot of these historic places, where they, especially the larger ones, where they can't be, the upkeep on them is just too much for some people to deal with financially and just in terms of the amount of time and effort it would take to do that. So, apparently there are several chances, often they're basically tours that are given of the home throughout the year, and gives people a chance to see artifacts related to the house's history as well as related to the American Civil War and the town itself. So, and of course they do historical tours, but also, of course, paranormal events. So, and what I like about this is the paranormal events that are held there, they keep the group small. And I really like that because the thing that can happen, the more people you have in a small space at a time, I guess the best way to say it is the more chances you have of sort of false evidence or just kind of contamination of evidence, possibly, where people are moving or making sounds that they're not even aware of. Just any kind of a crowd, you're going to have that potential, but also the paranormal does not always like crowds, and there's always exceptions, but anyway, so getting back to this article, let's see here, it says that in this museum, there are many people that have claimed to see strange things or hear strange sounds during these events, which is amazing. Sherry explains that the place is haunted, which is pretty amazing for them to say, for her to say. She says that the spirits left behind seem to be mostly affiliated with the Civil War, but there are some exceptions. And let's see here. And so apparently, now this is pretty neat, she actually runs her own paranormal group. So, let's see here, trying to get to the other things that have happened in this house here. And they get into the general topic of the paranormal in terms of what causes it. Let's see here. So, there was, they did some work with the spirit box, which is the radio device that scans back and forth through the radio spectrum at different speeds. And they say they got some interesting voices. And so, yeah, neat. It sounds like it'd be a neat place to check out and go from there. So that's the first article I had for today. So let's see here. Let's check on the chat again. All right, looks good. So this next one here is from WBSM.com and says New London Lighthouse allegedly haunted by a ghost named Ernie. Of course, whenever it's a lighthouse, usually that the name of the person is, or the person that's said to be haunting the place is one of the keepers. And so this is a lighthouse off the coast of New London, Connecticut, and appears to, and it mentions here in the article something that I always mention, which is that these lighthouses, in terms of just lighthouses in general, so many of them are said to be haunted. So let's see here. Apparently, according to some paranormal experts, the article says that almost all lighthouses are haunted. So, and I can't argue with them either on that. That's according to a Tim Weisberg in this article here. So the lighthouse is often called the New London Light or the New London Lighthouse, but the actual name, the official name, is the New London Ledge Light. And let's see here. So this place was built in 1909 on the Thames River. Apparently, I didn't know there was one in the U.S. At the mouth of New London Harbor in Connecticut, and it was automated in 1987, and of course added to the National Registry of Register of Historic Places in 1990. So, let's see here. Apparently, the legend goes that there was one of the early lightkeepers. Of course, the legend calls him Ernie. He watched the place until he was, and then he was also stuck there in spirit form, apparently even after he passed. And he was rescued, supposedly, by according to legend, by two psychics in 1981. Let's see here. Looking for more on this. It says that the Coast Guardsmen, there are Coast Guardsmen that stayed in the lighthouse before it was automated, that claimed to have strange experiences, such as noises in the night, doors opening and closing, the television turning off and on repeatedly. That one, I could see that more in a regular town, in a heavily populated area, because of the way some remotes can accidentally, maybe, I've heard this explanation before, they can turn off or turn on or off other devices in the area. But if that's a lighthouse, that seems to me to reduce the chances of that happening there. And then, of course, the those Coast Guard officers also reported having their blankets pulled off of their bed. I wonder if it's a former lighthouse keeper, if he's wondering what these people are doing in his lighthouse. But let's see here. It goes into a little more detail about the details of, yeah, we'll skip that part. You can check out more of the article for more details on that. Actually, there's not much more in the article, so I'll leave that for you all to check out. But there's also more. It talks about other lighthouses, and you all can check out from there. So, moving on to the next article here. So, yeah, lighthouses, theaters, hospitals, hotels. There's a whole list of types of places. Yeah, that's the first thing I was... I wonder how old that legend is. If it came about before or after the invention of Sesame Street. Referring here to a comment in the chat here from La Masfina. Did they find Bert also? Yeah. That's the first thing I thought of as well. So it's funny. I think it's actually a good question in a way. I mean, as far as when was the legend? But I mean, if it was 1900, 1909, then maybe it came about a while before that show started. But, I mean, Ernie is not a super uncommon name. I'm guessing it's the further back you go as well. So, but still, it's a... first thing that came to my mind as well. So, getting back to the articles here, let's see here. I want to make sure there's one I get to today. All right, we'll do this one, and then we'll go from there. We'll see if how much time we have left, because there is one article that I want to get to. This next one is from newsandstar.co.uk. And this one says, and this is apparently a quote from an EVP, and which of course is meant to be terrifying, because of course it says the devil is here. Paranormal investigators explores most haunted hotel in the UK. Again, whenever there's a claim of a place being the most haunted anywhere, I understand that there's, you know, it draws attention, but I always wonder about that, those claims. How do you actually figure that out? Mentions that someone named Lewis runs a YouTube channel and where he investigates some of the UK's most haunted places. And recently he went to this Adelphi Hotel, which has an infamous history, it says, and is the site of many ghost walks and tours. So, Lewis and his partner, Fran, it says, decided to investigate the place. He said that, of course, with hotels, there have been many deaths over the years in the place. And so that's why they decided to check it out. And that is unfortunately true with hotels. You know, the longer they've been around, the more chances there are of someone passing away or dying under sometimes normal, mundane circumstances, sometimes less normal. But it says that people have reported getting sick on the third floor. That's not so good. And seeing spirits and shadows at the end of the bed. And let's see here. So, the hotel has, it says, has a room called the Sefton Suite, which is a replica of the Titanic's smoking lounge, and was designed by the same architect that designed the Titanic. So that's an interesting little connection there. So the investigation started in their own room. And, let's see here. So, looking at the article here, there's, they eventually used recording devices and, to try to get voices. They also talked with the staff that, took them down to the basement, to look at this, Victorian pool that has been abandoned and closed from the public for many years there. And and then, of course, reviewing the footage of this recording, when Lewis asked who's here, what they didn't hear at the time was a voice, of course, saying that phrase from the beginning of the article. And it said that phrase. Now, obviously that phrase, you know, the devil's here. I know that's easy to take as being some kind of a ominous message and indicating some kind of larger evil presence, but if, let's say you were a person that maybe passed away there, or in some more horrific cases were killed there, you might call the person that did that to you the devil. So, always just a note to keep in mind when you're investigating, I think, or when you're looking into all these places. Just a good idea to not jump to any conclusions regarding voices that you catch. Unless, I mean, you're getting some really bad feelings. So there's a little more to the article here, but I will let you all check out the rest of it and go from there. So let's see here. I think I'm going to skip to the article that I really wanted to talk about tonight. I'll save the other articles for next time. And this article here, I'm not really... I want to talk about this article, but it's not so much the article itself that I want to talk about. It is this study that this article is talking about. And I will go over the article, and then I'll talk about sort of my thoughts on this whole thing. This article is from independent.co.uk. And now this is a new article, but it's based on something that I've seen in the news cycles here for a while. The study that was actually done a while ago. And I wasn't going to cover it because of reasons I'll explain, but it's still popping up here and there, so I figured best just to go over it right now. So, this article says, new sleep study could explain sightings of ghosts, aliens, and daemons. Interesting how they in this article they use the Daemons spelling. I've seen other articles on this same study where they just went with the E. So it says that factors behind reports of things that go bump in the night, of course they use that phrase, should be explored further, say scientists. So let's see here. This article says here that people who experience disturbed sleep due to conditions like insomnia or sleep paralysis are more likely to report seeing the things I already mentioned, aliens or ghosts, according to a new study. So, mentions that paranormal beliefs and basically the paranormal in general were apparently linked to a large number of sleep variables in sleep, according to research published recently in the Journal of Sleep Research. And it apparently took a study, or the study covered or involved nearly, 9,000 people. So it says that researchers from the University of London assessed demographics, sleep disturbances, and paranormal beliefs reported by the participants. It says that they found that those who had poor subjective sleep quality, including reports of lower sleep efficiency, longer sleep latency, shorter sleep duration, and increased insomnia symptoms, were more likely to basically believe more in various paranormal things. So, and of course, it goes into a lot of the different aspects of the paranormal, such as the belief that souls live after death, the existence of ghosts, demons, and aliens on Earth, the ability for some people to communicate with the dead, as well as citing near-death experiences as evidence for life after death. So these are all the things that people are said to believe in that supposedly were studied that also have sleep problems. So there's a lot more in this article here. I'm going to leave it all to you to check out all the rest of the details. And I'm running out of time here, so I'm just going to get into sort of what I wanted to talk about. And these thoughts to me, my thoughts on this are not meant as an attack on anyone. None of the scientists, none of the outlets that cover this, really. They're not thoughts on people. But I have a hard time with this this study, in a way, because so many people I've talked to have had paranormal experiences, and I've heard, and not all of them have trouble with sleeping. And then you have the cases where people have experiences, either one experience ever, or one or two, and then you have people that have experiences constantly. And it's just, I feel like, maybe this is just me, but it feels like the study is meant to, the point is to downplay the paranormal and write it off as it's all in our minds. And I have a big problem with that. So, just wanted to point that out. And I think it's good that I'm running out of time, because I could probably go on and not really say much, except this is a thing I take issue with. But thank you all for being here and listening. And I will be back tomorrow with another show. And we'll go from there on the next episode of Salcedo Paranormal. Take care, everyone.